Live from New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today. If you have an aging immune system, I'm going to share an item that can make a difference. And it's easy and inexpensive. Also, one way that we can help reduce the risk of all diseases, especially age-related, I'll give you that. And do you know how to help your thymus gland? Because your thymus gland is your anti-aging gland. I'll give you some input on that as well. And preventing atherosclerosis? Well, there's one item that can do that. And if you thought you were getting enough vitamin E from your food, think again. You can't. And a lot more on health and healing. Then we're going to look at the cost of a pill. It's $70 for a single pill in India. It's $9,000 for the same identical pill in the United States. Also, we're going to examine how corporations killed medicine. And then we're going to spend a little time on some of the statements by Madeleine Albright and Hillary Clinton and some of the militant neocon feminists. Where are the voices of the spiritual feminists, those that want peace, those that want all people to share in the abundance of life? I'll share some insights on that. And also today we're going to hear from Professor David Suzuki on GMOs. And because they've now signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that means that our leaders have, in effect, sold us out, we're going to have an audio clip of the 100-plus law professors agreeing that the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement is terrible and should not be acceptable. Also, the chemical lobby writes the law. All you have to do is follow the money. So anytime you wonder, how in the world did we ever get such a toxic chemical in our food or in our lawn chemicals, well, it's because the chemical industry actually wrote the law, not your lawmakers. They own your lawmakers, most of them. So we'll share that with you as well. Always keep in mind that if you ever tune in and for some reason you're not able to hear the show on your land-based station or over the internet at noon Eastern Standard Time, you can always pick up the phone anywhere in North America and Canada and call and hear us live. And I'll give you that number. It's 712-775-6850. 712-775-6850. Let's begin. We are all aging, but when you're young, you don't think about it. You look in the mirror, your skin's tight, resilient, got a full crop of hair, for most people do. You have energy galore, your hormones are bouncing, and you feel that this is great. This is never going to end. It does, slowly, and that's because we don't pay attention to what our body needs to maintain. It's just like a car. Recently, on my birthday, a bunch of friends got together, and we did a championship race. What was nice was these are all great athletes, so everyone won in their age group. And it was just a fun way to celebrate a birthday. But we drove to the race in one of my friend's cars, and I said, how many miles you got on this car? Oh, 297,000. Wow, that's a lot of miles. How do you maintain a car? Well, simple. I service it. I make sure the oil is always changed on time, and I make sure that everything's checked on a regular basis. So, and by the way, there's going to be a photo later today of my friends with the medals on right after the race up on my Facebook page. In any case, think about what would happen if every day we simply said, okay, time for a tune-up. What does my heart need? My brain? My eyes? My muscles? Well, your muscles need exercise. Not too little, not too much. And how do I maintain my muscles? Well, you have to give branched chain amino acids, creatine monohydrate to maintain your good bulk, and then to do resistance exercises to maintain tensile strength, to do aerobic exercises to maintain endurance and stamina. And that's how you maintain your body. Your blood, you have to feed it, the green vegetables. But there's one part of our immune system we don't do a lot with, and that is the what are called the naive T cells. And there are almost always too little of them, and a surplus of memory T cells. This produces a less vigilant immune response, or what we call immune senescence, which has been linked to problematic outcomes and normal aging. So when we look carefully at this, we find that there are three very significant ingredients that work in complementary fashion to help rebalance the major arms of the aging immune system. One is a tea. It's a simple tea. It's called puerpera. That is P-U-E-R-A. And it's been cultivated for more than 2,000 years. In fact, historically, it was consumed by emperors to provide them with longevity. It's rich in polyphenols and other bioactive molecules, including theobromins, a unique group of compounds developed during the post-fermentation process. And modern science has shown that puerpera tea extract can support healthy bone marrow function, which helps to rebuild the peripheral immune system cells. In fact, an animal study demonstrated that puerpera tea extract supports immune balance by decreasing interleukin-6 by 43%, as well as increasing natural killer cell activity and naive T cells. That's good. And also we need what is called cistanchi, C-I-S-T-A-N-C-H-E. It's a plant extract, and it promotes the naive T cells and supports a reduced number of memory cells, helping to balance the immune response. It also, if in women in particular, it supports natural killer cell activity, and that results in this study, 15% longer lifespan in the animals. And in human studies, a supplement containing standardized cistanchi produced improved immune factors and including natural killer cell activity, and that's what protects you against cancer. It also improves the ratio of CD4 to CD8 cells, which is indicative of healthy, youthful immune function. And finally, something that most people have never eaten is called the reishi mushroom, R-E-I-S-H-I. Its components help reverse many factors of immune senescence. It boosts the function of innate immune cells, the immune system's first line of defense, and the unique polysaccharides, what are called the triterpenes, and other constituents enhance the body's stem cells and macrophages and other crucial immune factors. So in effect, it's one of the best single immune boosters there is. So if you want to help your immune system, that's one way to do it, easy and inexpensively and safely. According to a study that was done through the National Institutes of Health, published in the Journal of Gerontology, they found that after 2 years of restricting calories, that's all, restricting calories, it lowered certain risk factors of age-related disease. And that's a big deal. And they reduced the calories in women by about 25% and had an enormous benefit. In fact, of all of the different studies done in science on resveratrol, on L-carnosine, on glutamine, there's a lot of good nutrients, R-alpha-lipoic acid, that can help the aging process. But the one single study that all scientists agree upon is the outcome when you reduce your caloric intake. It's a big deal. So just pull back. Don't eat so much. Eat more consciously. Eat healthier. Eat higher fiber foods. Eat a plant-based diet, which is lower in calories than the standard processed diet. Because once you have those French fries, you're eating a lot of calories from those terrible fats, which themselves are highly inflammatory. And then meat is loaded with fat, and those are worthless calories. So restrict calories, live a longer life. Also, according to the article in Cell Reports that describes a role for nutrients in slowing aging of the thymus gland, and by the way, the thymus gland is responsible for the production of immune cells known as T lymphocytes, and the thymus reaches its peak size at adolescence and subsequently begins to atrophy. The research examined gene activity in the thymus stromal, that's the connective tissue cells and lymphoid cells, and they discovered that stromal cells were deficient in the body's enzyme catalase, making them subject to increased damage from reactive oxygen species or free radicals. To help confirm the benefit of this nutrient protection, mice were given a drinking water enhanced with the nutrients N-acetylcysteine, NAC, or vitamin C from the time of weaning. In comparison with mice that received plain water, thymus glands from mice that received either of the nutrients vitamin C or N-acetylcysteine were larger after 10 weeks than those of the controlled animals. So what this tells us is take your vitamin C every day, ideally 3 or 4 times throughout the day. If you do that, and also N-acetylcysteine, I would suggest maybe 500 milligrams twice a day of N-acetylcysteine, and then vitamin C from 1,000 milligrams up, then you're helping slow down the aging process by impacting the nutrient strength of the thymus gland. And finally, alpha-lipoic acid that I just mentioned, according to an article in Cell Reports, is protective, and it protects the telomere length and hence the vascular health in anyone eating a high-fat diet. Quote, the effects of chronic disease such as atherosclerosis and diabetes on blood vessel can be traced back to telomere shortening. And in this article, it shows that alpha-lipoic acid had an enormous benefit when it was compared to what it did on the telomeres. So it protects the telomeres. So even if someone is eating a bad diet, even if they're having a lot of fatty foods, and they shouldn't, if they were to take alpha-lipoic acid, I would suggest somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 milligrams twice a day, it can make a difference in helping to prevent atherosclerosis. And finally, a lot of people think, well, you get your vitamins from food. No, you don't. You can't get enough vitamin C from your diet. And one nutrient you absolutely cannot get enough of is vitamin E. According to the peer-reviewed PLOS ONE journal, the findings derived from a major data study revealed that a high prevalence of suboptimal alpha-tocopherol, that's vitamin E, levels among subjects for whom food alone was their only source of vitamin E. They looked at 7,922 participants, and 87% between the ages of 20 and 30 did not have enough vitamin E. So here's the deal. You need about 400 to 800 units of vitamin E a day in your diet. You're not going to get it from your food. You won't get 1/20 of that from your food. So supplement your diet. And those of you who want to promote the formation of new mitochondria, new energy cells in your brain to help you be clearer in thought, better cognition, better memory, more energy, PQQ. Mitochondria, as we know, provide the power your body requires for a healthy lifespan. As mitochondria levels decline, cells lose their ability to sustain function and support life processes. PQQ is a natural compound that's uniquely supporting the mitochondrial biogenesis. That means the new generation of new mitochondria in aging cells. And PQQ stands for a quinone, which is a very important part of the supplement. And if you take that with coenzyme Q10, then you got two really great things for your brain and your heart, because a lot of growing research Body research indicates that PQQ's unique nutritional profile supports your heart health and cognitive function alone and in combination with coenzyme Q10. So I would suggest maybe 20 milligrams a day of PQQ to help promote memory, attention, cognition. It can make a big difference. I'm Gary Noll. That's the latest on health and nutrition. We're going to take a break and come back. We have a lot to share. Please stay with us. Welcome you if you're just tuning across the dial. I'm Gary Noll out on the road. We're filming, doing an awful lot of important documentary work. And if you have a chance to watch the latest documentary, Poverty Inc., please do so. The message is getting out. In fact, we've won or in final selection on almost 60 international film festivals this year, and some very important ones. Just down in Miami International Film Festival, Best Documentary. And out in Los Angeles, same. San Francisco, the same. Where else? Denver, Colorado, same. Hoboken, same. All over the country. So this is getting people interested in paying attention. And when it comes to paying attention, one of the things that I'm suggesting is take the profit out of medicine. I believe that doctors and nurses and people who have spent a great deal, I believe that they should be helped. I believe if you really wanted to do two things simultaneously, have science-based medicine, where you do not exclude arbitrarily and because of prejudice and financial interest, the challenge to vaccines, where if you looked at the truth of vaccines, safety and efficacy, you wouldn't be using it. But that would impact a $70 billion a year industry. If you looked at dairy and meat, you would realize there is no scientific basis for needing an animal protein or any calcium or magnesium from dairy or any flesh to be consumed. That would impact a $300 billion a year industry. If you looked at what works in homeopathy, Ayurvedic, traditional Chinese medicine, you would find that those could be incorporated into the existing medical protocol instead of being prejudiced. We should not have anyone going broke or dying because they couldn't afford a medical procedure. So if you took the profit out, but then you also have to realize there are certain areas of life where we should not allow people to profit. One would be on those products essential to life, such as water. Water should not be privatized by the major corporations like Nestle, because they would not do the right thing unless they were helping communities by taking water tanker trucks at, you know, quarter a gallon instead of what they're doing it into these communities to help them. But they're not doing that. They're extracting every penny they can. So imagine if you could have free medicine and two ways of paying for it. One, you give every single American a very low tax. Let's say 2%, and there is no exclusion. Then you tax every single trade on Wall Street, especially the algorithm trades. 2%. 2%. That would pay for universal health care. It would also pay for all public schools to have no tuition. But right now, according to the Times of India, a pharmaceutical company there has a new drug, and it's able to treat a disease for $70 a pill, which is considered very high. That same identical drug in the United States costs $9,000. That's what happens when hedge funds, equity partners, and people who look to exploit a situation, people who are desperate for medicine and they charge more for the medicine per gram than gold, by 6,700% more expensive for a drug than gold. Now, that's obscene. In fact, it's $150,000 per patient for 12 weeks. That's just insane. That's over $500,000 a year. $700 for the same 12 weeks in India, and we have lots of patients who need it. So take the profit out of medicine once and for all. That means you would be saving the American public about $1.5 trillion a year. If you got rid of the insurance companies, you're saving another trillion. Now you're up to $2.5 trillion a year saved every year. And then have no-fault medicine so doctors can practice properly without the fear of being sued and hence causing them to over-diagnose and over-treat. That saves an additional $200 billion a year. If we really want change, we could do it. But first, we have to be honest about our economics, and we're not. This is from Paul Craig Roberts. And it's one statistic that's important. Never believe these jobs that we are told are being created. Over 69% of the new jobs were waitresses and bartenders in retail employment. And what is the real unemployment rate? Quote, 23%. 23%. Then we're right up there with Spain and Greece. Yep. Well, that wouldn't look very good. Nope. So we lie about it. Yep. That's how it works. Now let's listen in to Professor David Suzuki speak out against GMOs.
With me in the studio. I want to ask you first, you've described our consumption of genetically modified food as a massive experiment. That's what science is about, is experiments. What's your primary concern about this one?
Well, the point I make is that we have no idea what the long-term consequences of these genetic manipulations will be on the public. There is no way that our health authorities can test all possible combinations and permutations over a large enough population over a long enough period to be able to say with assurity that they're harmless. So basically, by slipping it into our food without our knowledge, without any indication that there are genetically modified organisms in our food, we are now unwittingly part of a massive experiment. Over years, as thousands and thousands of people continue to consume this, we will provide the data which will allow us ultimately to conclude whether or not there's any danger.
In approving the foods that it has, Health Canada says that they've looked for toxins and allergens, but that it essentially at the end of it, a potato is a potato, and if it doesn't have either one of those things in it, it's safe.
Yes.
Why isn't it?
Well, essentially, the U.S. FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has said that genetically modified organisms or food are basically not much different from regular food, and so they'll be treated in the same way. The problem is this. Geneticists follow the inheritance of genes in what we call a vertical fashion. You breed a male and a female, you follow their offspring, you breed them, you follow it on down, within a species. What biotechnology allows us to do is to take genes from this organism and move it, what we call horizontally, into a totally unrelated species. Now, David Suzuki doesn't normally mate with a carrot plant and exchange genes. What biotechnology allows us to do is to switch genes from one to the other without regard to the biological constraints.
Now, I mean, you're a geneticist. You know this field better than,
right,
than any of us. Why is that a particular concern?
Well, the problem is this. You see, it's very, very bad science. We assume that the principles governing the inheritance of genes vertically applies when you move genes laterally or horizontally. There's absolutely no reason to make that conclusion. We've got to do much more experimentation.
And yet we're dealing with such small bits.
Oh, sure. But one of those small bits can determine the difference between whether you're in a human being, a mutation can determine whether you're crippled or you die. I mean, because they're tiny, a tiny part of it doesn't mean they are not potent. And the point is, when you move a gene, one tiny gene, as you say, out of this organism into a different one, you change completely its context. And there is no way at the present time that we can predict how that's going to behave and what the outcome will be. We think that we're designing these life forms, but it's like taking the Toronto Symphony Orchestra prepared to play a Beethoven symphony, and then you take some taiko drummers over here and you flip them over in with the Toronto Symphony and you say, play music. Well, what comes out is going to be something very, very different from either the taiko drums by themselves or the symphony.
Presumably this science is well motivated. They're doing this for the right reasons, whether they say it's to reduce the use of pesticides, to be able to improve crop yields, to be able to, I suppose, fight pests and bugs in our foods in other ways. What's the answer? I mean,
Well, that's what the publicists say, is that it's being driven for all of these good things. The fact of the matter is it's being driven by money. Tremendous amount of money, speculative money, invested in biotech companies now, and so there's a tremendous amount of pressure to realize some kind of income on that investment so you can have some real economic exchange here. So it's money that's driving it. You know, they say that it's to help deal with the huge population growth. Well, Wolfensohn, the president of the World Bank, says that 1.3 billion human beings live on less than a dollar a day. 3 billion people, half the human population, lives on less than $3 a day. Do you think they're going to be able to afford the very expensive genetically engineered foods? A great deal, more than half of the products, say, of Monsanto, are seeds that are generated not to produce more nourishment or to be better tasting, but to allow these plants to be drenched with Monsanto pesticides. Normally, those pesticides would kill the grain or the crop, but now they've engineered them to be resistant to those, and they demand to have the Monsanto product put on them. So it's a business excuse. It has nothing to do with improving the quality of life on Earth.
So what should consumers do? What do you do?
Well, I personally think it's too late to put the genie back in the bottle. It's already on us. And so to demand that a stop to all of this and a moratorium be held is really pretty unrealistic. At the very least, in a democratic society, in a civil society, we as consumers ought to be given the choice whether we do or do not want to become part of this massive experiment. So at the very least, surely you could put on the label whether or not there are genetically modified organisms in it.
Has it changed the way you eat?
Definitely. Well, I mean, I've never gone for eating GMOs. I'm alarmed because so much of it has been slipped into our food without any public discussion or awareness. And it's not just in the food you and I eat. Our children are getting it in the various children's foods. And now I see there's a move for Gerber's and Heinz to get away from GMOs and children's foods. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. We've never been given the choice. Now I say it's time at least to give us that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Professor David Suzuki, S-U-Z-U-K-I. He is Canada's foremost environmental conscious scientist on this issue. Good for him. And if you want more information, watch the multi-award-winning documentary, Seeds of Death. Now, we're going to hear about the Trans-Pacific Partnership in a few minutes. But first, I have a special for you. And a really unique special. This is something that we have never offered before. And this is green stuff, greens and grains, and cruciferous stuff. We're calling it our green power special. And here's the deal. It would normally cost you $229. It's only $149. Now, for those of you who have used the number one proprietary product I've invented, green stuff, for a long time, it just gets better. First and foremost, there's 9,600 milligrams of cherry and pineapple juice in here. Then organic barley grass and apple pectin. People say, why apple pectin? Google apple pectin and see how many scientific studies and what apple pectin does. Then spinach, parsley, carrots, oat beta-glucan, kale, asparagus, spinach, spirulina, I should say, chlorella, onions, cauliflower, cabbage, radishes, collard greens, they're all in here. And it is kosher, it is gluten-free, and it's vegan. That's part one. So that's green stuff. That's the all-time perennial most popular item I've created. Number two, greens and grains. Why is there greens and grains, this raw, all-natural product? And it's a plant-based product. because I couldn't put it all in one formula unless I made the amounts very small. So rather than giving you very little of something, I want to give you a lot of each thing to maximize the benefit to your body. That's why I did it. So in this one, I'm giving you the alfalfa and the organic flax seeds and the kamut and the oat grass and pumpkin seeds and quinoa sprouts and kamut sprouts and spelt sprouts and amaranth sprouts. The sprouts means there's no gluten. And the fructooligosaccharides, the probiotics, and the yucca, and ginger root, and chia seeds, and Panax ginseng, and bromelain, and laminaria, and alaria, and dulse, and escophyllin, the seaweeds, five different seaweeds, and fennel, and probiotics, 8 billion, non-dairy, and carotenoids, and again, with cherry and pineapple. So that's the greens and grains. So now between the greens and grains and green stuff, you've got the full spectrum at really good potencies of the greens that our body needs every day. And finally, the third product in this is cruciferous stuff. You're getting the best of the best. Turmeric, turnips, kale, Brussels sprouts, spinach, collard greens, watercress, broccoli, parsley, lettuce, celery. And it's kosher. And it's gluten-free, and it's vegan, and it's a powder, and it's delicious. Now you're getting all three for just $149.99. And shipped right out. And we have them all in stock. And for almost 2 years, we were having problems getting product in inventory. Now we're not. We have it all. So call this number, and this is a fundraiser for our station. So let me give you the number right now. We're calling this just so you can tell the people the Power Green Special. Cruciferous stuff, greens and grains and green stuff. Never before offered. Phenomenal. $154.99. Huge savings. Huge savings. You're looking at 75 savings. In effect, you're buying a whole bottle for free because of that. The number to call is 877-627-5065, 877-627-5065, 877-627-5065. Now, today, I'm announcing something brand new. It has taken me more than 6 months to put all this together. At one time, I had about 327 different products that I manufactured. Many were proprietary, meaning one of a kind. I created them, I tested them, and like Heavenly Aloe and Supremacy, etc. But some of them were just the finest quality, coenzyme Q10, vitamin A, B complex. And I wanted to get rid of all the products except the proprietary ones, the ones that I believe are the finest quality products in the world for what they are. And then, of course, a lot of people say, yeah, but we also use these other products. And then it occurred to me about 6-7 months ago, why don't we offer them also? So what I've done is I've included almost 300 highest quality products available in the world at the lowest possible prices I could do. In fact, we even went on two of the sites that are famous for having the lowest prices and see if we couldn't go below them. So here's the deal. I have personally, myself, selected the two or three finest product lines like Jaro and Life Extension, lines I respect because I know the people are the highest quality, and then like a coenzyme Q10, a vitamin E, B1, B2, B6, B12, vitamin D, all the different products, all the different probiotics, all the different specials, the health support for women, the health support for men, the health support for the heart, health support for digestion, health support for pain. And now you don't have to go into a health food store and ask someone who may not be qualified, may not be a dietitian or nutritionist, just a salesperson, say, what do you suggest? And they say, I don't know, just take a pick, you know. And then you look at this massive mountain, you don't know what to pick. You don't know if it's good quality, bad quality, you don't know if it's made in China or somewhere else. Now I've done it for you. I've selected the finest of the finest products at the best possible prices I could find, and they're all coming this way. We have a site. It's called GarysVitaminCloset.com. Gary's, G-A-R-Y-S, there's no apostrophe, G-A-R-Y-S, VitaminCloset.com, all one word, and you'll see them. And you can take your time, there are photographs of most of them, and you'll see these are the great products, and that way they'll all be shipped together, and they're being shipped from our office, so you're going to get them right out. And we can get these out to you very quickly. So now, one-stop shopping for all your nutritional needs, even your super products, like you want to get an SCI package or you want to get a maca root package, you want to get goji berry powder or pomegranate powder or flaxseed powder, or we have them all. So you can get all these shipped right to you, great prices, best. So this really helps a lot of people. So you can do it two ways. A, you can go to the site and look for yourself, GarysVitaminCloset.com. No apostrophe. GarysVitaminCloset.com. Or you can call if you need any help with it and speak with Diane, speak with Bill, speak with Mila. 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. Good. That's it. Something brand new. Something that's going to help a lot of people, save a lot of money, save a lot of hassle, where you don't have to go searching all over the place and not know if it's the best, if it's the, you know, it's the, I've selected the ones that I have confidence in and no one else did this. This is my selection. So you got my products and then you've got the best of other products that fill in wherever you need something. Okay? GarysVitaminCloset.com, and we're going to be adding to it every week another 15 to 50 products per week. So our goal is to get to 1,000 products. That's that. We're going to take a brief break and come back with my guest. Please stay with us. I'd like to welcome all of you. I'm Gary Nall. Let's now go to Duluth, Minnesota, where Dr. Gary Kohls, K-O-H-L-S, medical doctor, is standing by. He specializes in holistic, meaning non-drug and preventative mental health care, and he has expertise in the areas of traumatic stress disorders, brain malnutrition, non-pharmacological approaches to mental health, neurotransmitter disorders, and neurotoxicities from psychiatric drugs, vaccines, environmental toxins, and food additives. And he's written a column for the Duluth Reader, and he is well known in the field for doing some outstanding research. And we'll give you his contact information a little later. Nice to have you with us today.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for having me, Gary.
We're going to talk about the Zika virus, and the question is, and it's a hypothesis, what's really going on? Do we know more about it than what we have been told? Because from what I understand, right now the World Health Organization is raising alarms that the Zika virus is an international emergency. This is a mosquito-borne virus that was first discovered in the 1940s in monkeys in Uganda. It's known to do less harm than a flu infection, or that was the case until a massive outbreak in Brazil late last year. Now the scientists are claiming Zika is far more dangerous than originally assumed and contributing birth abnormalities and microcephaly in particular, what is odd is that within only a period of months, this virus is appearing around the world in more than 30 countries to date, from Latin America and Mexico, where it still is most widespread, in Africa, India, and Southeast Asia, and Indonesia, and now cases in the United States and Europe. One problem is that in the large majority of cases, Zika infection shows no symptoms. About 20% show mild symptoms, such as low fever, a headache, red eyes, and perhaps a minor rash. But these go away in no more than 2 weeks. How certain are scientists about Zika's risks? Not very. There have been several theories put out that I would like you to comment on. One is a theory that these mosquitoes in the first major outbreak of Zika appears where there was the release of genetically modified mosquitoes to combat dengue and other mosquito-borne diseases, and by the way, created by a Bill Gates-supported company, Oxitec, O-X-I-T-E-C. Another is that shortly before the outbreak, Brazil mandated the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, the TDP or TDAP vaccine for pregnant women, and that this is actually a vaccine-related epidemic or some combination of the vaccine synchronizing with the Zika virus. Another theory, and again, I want to state that these are theories, not proven fact, and this comes from Dr. Stephanie Seneff, S-E-N-E-F-F, MIT, is putting forward that these neurological conditions are somehow related to Brazil's extensive use of Monsanto's glyphosate or Roundup. So first, briefly describe what the microcephaly is for listeners, and then please take your time and outline what you observe as the likely causes of the recent outbreaks in the infants that are being attributed to the Zika virus, and also go into a little more detail about the lack of safety and effectiveness of that particular vaccine.
Right. Yeah, you did a beautiful job summarizing the whole thing. What we have here, I think, is a freakout perpetrated on us by organizations like the CDC and the WHO and public health agencies all around. I think what happened is that they recognized that when they mandated the DTaP vaccine, which has aluminum in it, which is a known neurotoxin, it is not given, not recommended for pregnant women or even young infants, because it causes large numbers of adverse effects. So what we have is that in early 2015, because Brazil noticed a modest increase in the pertussis cases, the whooping cough cases, they thought, and since they had high penetrance, 90 to 95% of the population had been immunized against the whooping cough, they thought maybe we should try immunize pregnant women, and then maybe the babies will come out immune to whooping cough, which is a scientifically absurd notion. But they did that. They mandated that all pregnant women in Brazil, starting in early 2015, be vaccinated with this vaccine, which, again, I say has aluminum in it, a known neurotoxin. That usually is not done. So the only thing that has been different in Brazil, which has had Zika virus infections or Zika virus containing mosquitoes for a long time, they looked at the facts that the immunization, the vaccine program, was highly related, and the only new thing in the pregnant women of Brazil. And when in November, which was 6 to 9 months after all the pregnant women in Brazil started getting the vaccines, they noticed that this huge spike in microcephaly. Microcephaly is, of course, caused by some atrophy or brain damage in intrauterine, and before babies are born, and so their brain is poisoned in some way. Roundup could be a factor. Aluminum is certainly the biggest culprit in my mind. And we then have underdeveloped brains because of something was poisoning those babies' brains when they were fetuses. So they came out with a 1,200 new cases of microcephaly in November, essentially zero the month before, 1,200 more in December, and now there's supposedly a total of 4,000. So there's this huge epidemic of microcephaly. Anyone who really knew what was going on there with the aluminum neurotoxin being injected in all the pregnant women would realize we have an iatrogenic disease going on. Doctors caused it, or public health officials caused it, and I'm sure that there were some real debates going on before they decided on a common a story to explain this as something other than iatrogenesis, meaning doctors caused it. And so they came up with this theory that the Zika virus, which was prevalent at that time, was the major cause, and that's the story that's been released to the public. So it's much more comfortable to blame a mosquito than a vaccine, since vaccines are taboo subjects. The damage that vaccines cause is a taboo subject. It is not to be discussed in polite conversation. And so we now have this common myth, that's a hoax actually in my opinion, that we have a mosquito that's causing these microcephaly with absolutely zero proof. In fact, of the investigations of a couple of 100 microcephalic infants, only 6 were found to have been infected with the Zika virus, and hundreds were not. So the evidence is strongly against the Zika virus causing this microcephaly. And but nobody in public airwaves it discusses the most likely culprit, and that would be the aluminum in the vaccines. Plus, I'm sure there's been a lot of, and there has been indeed, Roundup, atrazine. All these are known neurotoxins that, if they got into the womb, into the baby, would very likely cause congenital defects. And I'm sure that, you know, as an aside here, over the years, these affected infants will probably develop other more subtle, less gross abnormalities, such as autism or autoimmune disorders, etc.
Okay. You've given us some good insights on our newsmaker piece today, and we will invite you back, Dr. Coles, when more information comes out. I'm puzzled by this. How can you have a known virus vector for 70 years with none of it being causing the childhood condition that we're now seeing with the abnormal sized brain and head, and yet we're told that this is something that's been there all along? Well, it hasn't. It hasn't been written up in the literature. It hasn't been observed in hospitals or in these countries. We would have heard about it. But the fact that they were giving vaccines to these individuals, and the fact that they were not looking and refused to look at the toxic adjuvant ingredients, including aluminum, that is a known neurotoxin, is of concern to me. And by the way, these organizations such as the CDC and the World Health Organization, they are notorious for lying and then allowing big pharma to profit from their lies. Remember the H1N1 swine flu? It was the largest recent example. The epidemic didn't happen, and the 2009 swine vaccine was even more so, and yet big pharma made $50 billion off the American world public being scared into getting a vaccine that did nothing. So we don't know yet. Now. Yeah, it may be happening again. We will keep on top of it and look forward to hearing back from you.
Right. I've written two articles, and they can be accessed by people Googling Duty to Warn Duluth Reader or Duluth Reader Duty to Warn. And there's a series of articles there in the archives that can be accessed for more information. And also,
thank you very much. We appreciate it, Dr. Coles. Dr. Gary Coles, K-O-H-L-S, medical doctor, Duluth, Minnesota. Back in a moment. Please stay with us. I'd like to welcome you. I am Gary Noll. From Michelle Area, Clinton's offshore fundraising effort being co-hosted by Walmart lobbyist. Oh, by the way, it's Michael Area. Quote, Hillary Clinton's campaign is holding fundraisers in Mexico today, and just one day after the New Hampshire primary. Clinton is not attending the events, and offshore fundraising efforts aren't rare for presidential candidates, but the players involved have direct connections to Walmart, where Clinton served on the board of directors from 1986 to 1992. The events are being hosted by Clinton campaign treasurer Jose Villarreal, who has maintained close connections to Walmart and the Walton family for years. And he spent decades on the board of directors of companies dominated by the Waltons, who remain a target of choice for the progressives. So just one more way she's making money, the wrong way. From Sarah Lazar, Dear Hillary and Madeline and Gloria, full feminism demands we say no to America's deadly imperial wars. I agree. Well said. Now think about this for a moment. One of the aspects of true feminism is supporting the truth as we know it, whether spoken by a man or a woman, and not simply creating false alliances depending upon what's good for your career. So on the one hand, she could say, I am here to protect the women of Iraq, of Afghanistan, of Yemen, of Tunisia, of Egypt, of Bahrain, and also of Syria. And she could be right if all of her efforts, public and private, were shown to have tried to intervene, not to have Libya bombed and millions of women and their children hurt, injured, displaced, or killed. The same in each of those other countries. She could have stopped the flow of billions of dollars in weapons to Mubarak when he was head of Egypt for 30-plus years. She did not. Under her husband's regime and under Obama's Secretary of State, she actually encouraged it. So on the one hand, if you're truly a feminist, you care about all women and all women's suffering and all women's lack of rights, you would have spoken up in Saudi Arabia. You would have not accepted $500,000 in personal jewelry from the king of Saudi Arabia. You would have said, what can we do to allow women in Saudi Arabia more freedoms? You didn't go that direction. But here's something that we should understand. Despite Bernie Sanders' 22-point victory, huge, he did not walk away with the most New Hampshire delegates. Clinton did. And party insiders have been secretly working for months to rig the delegate count in Clinton's favor, no matter what the voters of New Hampshire decided. They're going to do this with every state. Voters handed Sanders a blowout win yesterday. He received 60% of the votes compared to 38% for Clinton. But that only assured Sanders a majority of New Hampshire's pledged delegates, 13 to Clinton's 9. But he still came up too short in the total count. That's because six New Hampshire superdelegates, party insiders from each state who can support any candidate of their choice, pledged their loyalty to Clinton. In other words, despite losing by 22 points in votes, Clinton still managed to win the total delegate count in New Hampshire, 15 to 13. And it's these delegates who decide who the Democratic presidential nominee will be, not who is most popular. So that's one of the things that bothers a lot of us. By the way, a true spiritual feminist who had a husband who was such a sexual predator, worse than Bill Cosby, would have A, divorced him, and B, not allowed anything he did to have been apologized for. In point of fact, Hillary Clinton was fully supportive of her husband's sexual escapades and then she, according to those who've come forward, engaged in campaign of vicious attacks on the women victims who came out publicly after a clear indication of a deep psychological denialism of the real feminist interest that matter most. Isn't it a fundamental principle of the entire feminist movement to allow a woman to be heard first when she expresses sexual rape, harassment, and misconduct? Then how do you reconcile that with Hillary Clinton and Madeleine Albright? And as far as Madeleine Albright goes, tomorrow I'm going to give you a more comprehensive look at her background, because I believe that you need to know more about this woman, one of the most powerful women you may not have recognized behind the scenes. And when she supports Hillary, you should all be concerned. Let's say hello to Luann Panassi. Hi, Luann.
Hello, Gary. Well, as you mentioned the other day, our retreat was just shy of two people, and we filled that position. However, I just wanted to let everybody know that we did have two other people who had to cancel last minute, so I still have two open positions for our upcoming retreat in April.
Let's just see, why would someone want to come April 17th to a beautiful mountain retreat down near Arkansas in Louisiana in the hills where there's soaring trees, pristine lakes, and including on the property, gorgeous, gorgeous days in the 80s, flowers blooming. Why would they come there? Well, let's just guess. Because they're stressed. They're toxic. They're not diseased, but they're not ideally healthy. They may be depressed. They may be unhappy. They may be going through changes in life and not know what changes to make. They may realize they've stayed too long in the chapter they've been in, and now it's threadbare. There's just no more "this is my story" that anyone wants to hear. Time to start a new story. They may also want to try a wonderful vegan gourmet cuisine, to take classes in homesteading, the best places to live, the future, understanding future communities, and how to be a part of a future community of which they're sprouting up all over the world with very progressive people. And also the need just to sit and have some counseling with yourself in a more humanistic way, to help be exercised in a way that moves all those muscles, and no matter what their physical limitations, to be able to bathe in mineral water, one of the deepest, most pristine, pure mineral waters in the world, and that was used for over 700 years by an Indian tribe in that area, to be able to sit and look out over a lake with swans and do yoga, or sit in another beautiful hut and do meditation, to go into a French 18th century style gazebo. I haven't seen another one in the United States. This is the only one I've ever seen. I don't know that there's not another one. I've been all over. I've just never seen any. This is so unique. And be there with butterflies in a gorgeous environment with meditation music and butterflies landing on your shoulders, your nose, your hands, and just communing with them, because we let the butterflies out. New butterflies are born, hatched, and fly. Then they're let out. So we do not interfere with their life process, but boy, in that day that they're there, do they give joy to the people who are there. To be able to see nature at its most sublime, to be able to have deep, insightful conversations every evening, which I do, and to know that it's your right to change, it's your time to change, and where there's a support system to help you change. That could be some of the reasons why people want to come. And it's the only one we're doing of the year. So give your number out for those two people who would like to join the others. And by the way, 50% of the people who've already signed up have been to other retreats. One was at a retreat 22 years ago and is coming back because they said they need a tune-up. They've strayed from their life mission and they need some inner tuning and they need some guidance, they need some motivation. That's fine. Whatever reason a person comes. Now, this is not a resort. It's not like going away to a spa. That's separate. If that's what you want to do, you should not come. You should go to that spa, go to a resort. This is a quiet, meditative, rebalancing, detoxing, rejuvenating, and transformative environment. That's why you should come. Luann?
Yes, the number is 631-504-6198. That's 631-504-6198. And it's going to be, we have an exciting group of people here, Gary. We have, it's just so nice to be around like-minded people. It's refreshing to not have to justify, you know, your lifestyle. And if you want to learn about organic, gourmet, vegan cuisine, this is the place, because we have cooking classes, we have classes on sprouting. It's just a beautiful, the beauty of the place is beyond words. And we've had some people who have spoken out about it after the retreat was over to share their experiences with
us. Let's do this. Eutrice Leed is coming up in a moment to do her wonderful show, as she does every day. But I just want to play maybe 3 or 4 minutes of people who were at the last retreat to give people an idea of what it's like, what it meant to these people.
Hello, I'm KB, and I cannot put into words the amazing and wonderful experience here at Gary Knowles Retreat. I came here physically debilitated. And today, I feel 90% better. I'm able to do what I could not do before. I have participated in a race that I never imagined I would have been able to take part in. I would have never had the courage had I not come. I've learned so much. And now I want to be a viable part of my community as a result of the information I've gotten here. This is better than any vacation I could have ever taken anywhere in the world, and I've traveled the world. Now I know that life is about living, and I've learned how to do so here at this retreat. Thank you.
My husband asked me to say some things about his experiences here at the retreat this week. He wants to tell you that 5 years ago he was afflicted with a very devastating disease, and he hung up his tennis racket and his running shoes. Sorry. Last year he was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And when we arrived at the retreat, he really felt that he could hardly do the first day, one lap plus 3 laps on the running track. But during the course of this week, he's gone from that to doing 18 laps today without trouble. And he's played tennis twice, and he's never felt better in his life or in 5 years.
Those are just a couple of the people who were there. And to put this in perspective, on the very last day of the retreat, I'd asked the woman who was having such a rough time with a lot of conditions, and I said, you can push yourself, break through. And it turns out that there was a state championship, and we took her to the race. She thought she was going to be a spectator. I signed her into the race. She raced, and she won a medal. She came in third in her age group. That was terrific. So a lot can happen in 1 week. Luann, give your number one last time.
Surely. It's 631-504-6198. That's 631-504-6198. Give me a call.
I'm Gary Knoll. Thank you all for listening. Look forward to sharing more tomorrow. Have a nice day.